Life and Style, taking us just to the other side of 8:30 and dancing into another interview right now on your Thursday morning. If you're just tuning in, welcome to it. It's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Balito, and you're with me, Mike, in the morning, about to reintroduce you to a man who is becoming a bit of a regular on the microphone, and we'd love to have him in the studio. He fills half the studio. He's large and in charge. Big Frank, sometimes he's known as. And today we'll introduce him by his proper title as the CEO of IPSS Electronic Security. Frank Labidi is in the house. And Frank, great to have you back on the microphone for a catch-up chat on a Thursday. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having us again. Nice to be here again.
Always great to connect with you and to pick your brain, because you've got a real perspective on things. You've got your finger on the pulse of a whole lot of different data points, and you really know what's happening in our hood, certainly on the safety and security scene. And often we get into numbers and data, but I thought maybe today we could bring it back to a sort of a more personal storytelling perspective. And I wanted to find out from you if there was a moment in your experience that made you realize how differently families think about safety compared to security professionals like yourself. Obviously, you're in the industry, you're rubbing shoulders with professionals all the time, but the average person, the average family, was there a moment that sort of made it click for you?
It's actually when I started 25 years ago. We're actually going, this year we're going 25 years.
Wow.
So we're having our birthday party soon, birthday celebration. When I started, because, I started it off as a hobby, really. It wasn't supposed to be to grow as big as it became now. I was in early retirement, and used to do everything myself. Used to work for my beach house, before I took offices. And I used to go out myself, because I bought a part of IPSS and then moved it down from further north to Setebe, but we split completely. Mm. Because I was unhappy with the services we got from the then service providers we had in our little town, which were two. So I went into electronics, had a look what is on the market, and I sort of went inside, and people, kept the standard alarm system with that's all what was sold, that's all what the general public knew.
Yeah. The little beam in the corner.
Yeah, your passive, which we call it passive PR. And that was it. And living on the beach, so I had the beach house. Living on the beach was obviously a bit different. Everybody gains access from the beach to your property. So I looked at beams, and I tried quite a few. I tried electric fencing, which doesn't work, and I tried beams. So I tried it out on my own property first. Then I came across a beam, which thought, wow, that's fantastic. And it was that time it was I don't know, 15 times more expensive than your normal passive PR, if not 20 times more expensive. But it really worked, and it was called, I think I can mention the name because it's still on the market. Mm. It's your optics beam, optics BX42 and optics BX80, it was called that time. So then I went around when I did quotations and said, like, okay, everybody quotes you on normal passive. In a flat, that's fine. In a normal house, that's fine. But if you have a big yard, et cetera, I said, that you need your second line of defense, which is actually your outdoor beam. And people went for it. And just to give you an idea, that time, your average quotation on an alarm system, I think, was about 2,000 rand, max 2,500.
Yeah.
And when I quoted on the outer beams, wow, we quoted 30 to 35,000 rand, but it was state of the art.
Sure.
So what you had is you had your first line of defense, which is your fence line, whatever you have, fence, solid wall, monoblock, whatever you have. Your second line of defense is then your beam on the fence line. And the difference between that specific beams, these specific beams we're talking about, they're obviously cheaper ones on the market, it's not a receiver transmitter beam which see each other. It sort of fills out the one is a solid beam going left and right, I think 12 meters each side, and the other one was a solid, solid beam, which you can't jump into it. You can't jump over it. It is just impossible. And that went 12 meters in a 90-degree angle.
Wow, so sort of spraying out
yeah,
a beam.
Yeah, yeah. So you cannot jump over it. You cannot, like, if you jump into it, the alarm will go off. So that is your second line of defense. And that's where we made the difference, because it is virtually impossible to penetrate that beam. It's virtually impossible. Yeah. And that's what we started selling, like, big time in, first in the Saltrock area. And we were the biggest suppliers of, not suppliers, the biggest installers of these beams, specific beams, in the whole of the country. Obviously, whoa. Yeah, obviously client ratio, you know, to selling ratio. Yeah, we were the biggest installers. And it was amazing. It was a game changer. And that's what I tried to sell, obviously, not really to make money. It was more to give you more and proper security, you know. So that was a huge difference. And then the second one, when it became all wireless, you know, that also was a game changer. And that's what I told people. I had wires running around and,
you know. There's a better way.
And I came in and I said, okay, you have all these wires and it's all fine. You know, it's like even more stable sometimes, not anymore, but that time, sometimes more stable. But who wants to have wires, like, you know, glued onto the wall all over the place? That's not very nice. So then I went into the wireless systems, which then started.
So you've always kind of been leading from the front,
yeah,
in a sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Early
yeah.
adopting new yeah. technology, testing yeah. it yourself extensively,
yeah.
and then bringing it to the market and really, really blowing people away. And I'm sure that the early adopters of those outdoor systems were, in many cases, surprised at how much foot traffic their yard was getting.
Yeah, yeah.
That the
yeah.
beams were suddenly revealing, you know?
Yeah. No, 100%, you know. And that's why it worked. And that's why. And then people obviously talk, you know, and they speak to their friends, they speak to their family, they speak to their neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, wow, you don't have any break-ins. They must remember, then break-ins were quite like, it was a normal occasion that we had a break-in, especially on Saltrock, Sheffield Beach, like beachside
oh, yeah.
property. That was like, it was a daily occurrence. And it really, really stopped. You know, it really stopped.
That's amazing. So like a tangible difference based
yeah,
on
yeah,
new
yeah,
technology
yeah,
being
yeah.
brought to the market. And there's often obviously a turning point when people start taking security seriously. And what usually triggers that shift for homeowners, in your opinion?
Okay. Unfortunately, the trigger is normally when it's too late, when something happened. It's not even, oh, something happened to a friend of mine. And I mean, again, we go back in time, 20, 25 years. It's not even like a friend of mine somewhere in Hillcrest, as an example, had a break-in. Let's do something to our system. Nah, it really, most, I will say to 95%, it happened when something happened to me. And not even if your neighbor had a break-in. It just, people, yeah, they were very, very passive. They weren't really interested. I don't know why.
Until it suddenly becomes a reality in their life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And until something really, as I said, unfortunately, until something happened to them. And it is unfortunate that you wait that long. Mm. It really is unfortunate.
But for those who might be heeding the message this morning and maybe are looking at taking a new step in home security or workplace security in 2026, what does a balance look like when it comes to security being done right?
Okay, first of all, you need to compare apples with apples, and you need to look at prices, all right? I'm at a stage where I don't even know the prices, to be quite honest, of electronic equipment anymore. But I still know what technology is out, you know, I update myself.
Yeah. Luckily, you've got a whole team that handles that.
Yeah, we've got four teams, yeah. We've got actually five teams with our CCTV team, because that sort of takes over everything.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, nowadays you have a camera, and that camera becomes, with the software, becomes not only camera, but it becomes beam as well. It's out for a long time. It's just like, it's taking over the market slowly.
Wow.
The estates, most estates have it. We monitor, I don't even know how many cameras. Do you know? Any chance? External cameras?
We've got support on the side here saying, oh, we're updating the figures all the time.
I think about 700. We're at 700 now. That's estate cameras, if I'm not mistaken. Well, because then we still got our own cameras, which are 150 or 200. I don't know the exact figure, right?
But your control room is the nerve center where all of this stuff gets sent to, and you've got an incredibly impressive sites accredited control room that is absolutely state of the art.
Yeah, it is. And must remember, we are only one out of two companies in KZN who got ITSA approval in all six categories.
Sure.
So that's quite an achievement as well.
That's a serious one.
So most don't have the electric fence site, or they don't have the offside CCTV monitoring ITSA approval. And that, I just got off your original question, I think, which was...
Finding the balance, the right mix, the balance.
So don't go for the cheapest quotation. That's ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing you can do, because there is no way, if I give you a, for example, 20,000 rand quotation, and that somebody else gives the same equipment to you for 10,000 rand, that is just virtually impossible. And if people don't understand that, then that is stupidity. If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. All right. You need to listen to the professionals. You need to listen what we advise, because we speak to you. We say, okay, we give you two options. We give you option number one without, or three options. Option number one with the outdoor system, wireless. Option number two, hardwired. Option number three, whatever it might be. And we speak to you. And it's not that we just come out, give you a quotation. We talk to our clients, to our customers, to potential customers, and explain what differences out there, you know, and you need to listen to the professionals.
Well, ultimately, you want a solution that's fit for purpose, right?
And yeah.
You want to make sure that wherever the gaps are in your security picture, they're being adequately filled with the appropriate technology, and your experts are the best to assess what the risks are and to provide the appropriate solution. Obviously trying to accommodate budget as much as possible and saying, listen, here is a sort of a light version. We'd really recommend you take option two, but if you have to scale back on one or two things, well, then this is probably your next best bet. But like you say, if it's too good to be true, goedkoop is most duurkoop, I think is the expression.
It really is, and it is, excuse my English, it's stupidity to like not see that it is impossible, that somebody sells the same equipment in inverted commas, which can't be the same, for half the price. It is virtually impossible, because the markup is not even that high that you can go in half. It's just virtually impossible. People need to understand that. And it's not all about money. And that's what I was saying. It's not all about money. Penny wise, pound foolish. And when it's too late, you start crying. And
You're hearing it here from a man who knows, with 25 years experience in this game, with the history of this company at least, IPSS, electronic security, and certainly a presence in and around the KZN North Coast that is being felt every single day, with so many businesses already proudly displaying that IPSS logo on the perimeter, saying we are protected and we are being watched. And Frank, obviously 2026 is now well underway. It's shaping up to be an interesting year. And on the security front, obviously you've got lots of boots on the ground, lots of technology being rolled out, and some more announcements that I'm sure we'll be diving into in future chats, as you continue to be leading from the front and keeping tabs on the latest tech and developments, eh?
100%. We have actually just now signed up, let's say several estates which are sharing a drone. So I think I mentioned it in January when I was here the last time, that we did over December, January, the 4 weeks complimentary drone service to several estates.
They were impressed, obviously. It's
mind-blowing.
And if you think about that technology, back in the day, you had to have a chopper in the air, and you couldn't have it in the air, for very long. And now, with the eye in the sky, the top cover, as I think the security terminology would be for, aerial surveillance.
Yeah, well, faster, cheaper. Not just cheaper. faster, cheaper. Initial layout cost is much cheaper than a chopper. We're still sort of involved with our chopper, but presently it's grounded because it's getting fixed up. But I think we're going to scrap the chopper completely because we haven't flown it in ages and it doesn't do anything. You know, it's, as I say, drone technology. So several estates signed up and I hope to fully implement it as from March next month.
Wow.
1st of March. And then several estates have drone services. And then I can, obviously, in the next interview, I can name the estates. I can give feedback, you know, how it is working. It is super impressive, yeah.
Wowzers, man. Well, I'm looking forward to that update, that next conversation. If you're just catching the tail end of this, I'm having a chat with IPSS Security CEO Frank Labidi. And Frank, I think the last time you were on, we were joking that we were going to try and get a theme song, maybe get some musical recording done. You've got quite a talented team in the background here. I've jumped the gun a little bit, and we're going to. For your feedback, we'll chat about it next time. But I've put together a little IPSS theme song for you.
Oh, okay.
You want me to play it out?
I would love to hear it. Can I sing? Can I sing along? Or
you can sing like you're in the shower.
Okay.
I'm going to wrap up the interview for now, Frank. We're looking forward to chatting again really soon. IPSS Electronic Security. Hey.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well.